These are the WPGC newsmakers. Maurice Chevalier, one of the great entertainers of the world, died today in Paris. He was 83. He lost a three-week battle against a kidney ailment. The magazine Time says that West Pakistani President Ali Bhutto has decided to release Bengali leader Rahman unconditionally. Rahman was jailed after being arrested last March on charges of treason. The official truce is over in Vietnam. The U.S. command says it was one of the quietest on record. Only two Americans died, and they were killed in helicopter crashes before the 24-hour ceasefire began. In the Mideast, Palestinian guerrillas struck a police station in Beirut. It's one of the most serious government guerrilla clashes in more than a year.
New York Mayor John Lindsay switches from Republican to Democrat and becomes a candidate for president.
George McGovern entered the presidential sweepstakes.
So do Republicans Pete McCloskey and John Ashbrook, both congressmen.
Senator Edward Moore Kennedy continued to show well in the polls, but continued to say he would not be a candidate for president in 1972.
Just a few of the stories that dominated WPGC News 1971.
Cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Cloudy and a chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the 40s. Your news editor, Tom Anderson. This is Columbus. It's 41 degrees.